Bringing out the giftedness in your child. Nurturing every child's unique strengths, talents, and potential. Authors, Rita Dunn, Kenneth Dunn, and Donald Treffinger. Giftedness Redefined. Giftedness should extend far beyond a category or a label. It should not certainly be confined to a score or an IQ achievement test. The test simplifies the recognition of some talents, but the complex potential of a child's talents, sustained interests, and special aptitudes cannot be represented by performance on a limited number of questions in a fixed period of time. To rely on achievement test scores to determine giftedness is to say, in effect, that people are gifted because they are good at giving the right answers in the areas the examiners decided are important. Reliance on achievement tests makes it easy to standardize the kinds of talents that are valued. Whatever their original intent, the test seems to say, if we cannot measure it, it doesn't matter. So our definition of giftedness is more demanding, but it's much more accurate. Giftedness is the potential for creative accomplishment over a sustained period of time in a number of different possible fields. Traditional definitions lead to the question, how gifted is your child? They emphasize the child's level of ability, how far above average his test scores are. But our definition leads to a different question, how is your child gifted? This question challenges us to examine the child without searching for pre-valued strengths, talents, needs, and interests, to identify the child's abilities and consider the ways in which they can be best encouraged. Our question is concerned with finding and building potential rather than battling out categories. Emphasis is moved from test scores to the children themselves. When we talk about gifted children, we're not referring to only a tiny group of people at the far end of the normal curve. The potential for creative accomplishment, for behavior, we could regard as gifted, resides in all children. Our challenge as parents is to transform that potential into reality. By emphasizing the potential present in all children, our approach includes those at the opposite end of the curve, away from giftedness. The current emphasis in educational circles is on keeping these at-risk children from a life of complete failure. The most these children are expected to attain is a life of mediocrity, a life in which nothing terrible happens, but nothing too exciting occurs either. But it's more effective to help all students, at risk or not, to learn how to best develop themselves to become successful learners. Not only do all children have the potential for creative accomplishment, but all children should have goals that will challenge them and a vision that will lead them to the best they can be. As a parent, you can do many things to help spot your child's interests and talents and to encourage your child in reaching their fullest potential and becoming the most gifted individual they can be. The importance of learning style. During the past 25 years, researchers have shown how it's possible to teach students either by implementing their individual learning styles or by capitalizing on their personal style strengths. This research explains why some children perform well in school and others don't. Everybody has a learning style, and every style offers particular strengths, but each person's strengths are unique. Learning styles depend on a person's biological makeup, but encompasses more than biology. Emotional, sociological, psychological, and physiological characteristics. Everything that controls how we concentrate on, process, and remember new and difficult information contribute to learning style. Most children learn in one of two different processing styles, analytical or global. Analytics. Concentrate best in quiet surroundings. Prefer brightly lit areas. Use a formal desk, table, or chair. Don't snack or nibble while working. Globals. Concentrate best with music or background conversation. Prefer a softly lit area. Spread out on informal furniture such as an easy chair or a couch. Snack or nibble constantly. Learning style seems to change as children grow older. Most elementary school children are global. The older they grow, and the longer they remain in school, the more analytical some children become. Identifying your child's learning style. The individual learning style is the single most important factor in developing a child's giftedness. If you know your child's learning style, strengths, and preferences, you'll be able to help maximize their potential for giftedness. You can observe your child as they begin to concentrate on cognitive tasks. But if you'd like immediate insight into the learning styles of a child in grades 3 to 12, you can use also the learning style questionnaire, which is shown to be accurate and consistent for school children over time, and not necessarily in one sitting. Ask your child to answer true or false to various statements, and be sure to let them know that there is no wrong or right answer to these statements, and that it's not a test. The questionnaire will show you how your child learns most easily, and how to create an environment best suited to your child's learning needs. Administer the questionnaire by asking your child to answer true or false to the various statements, including sound. 1. Most of the time I prefer to study with soft music. 2. I can concentrate if people talk quietly. 3. It is difficult to block TV sound when I concentrate. Light. 1. I study best when the lights are low. 2. I study only for a short time if the lights are low. 3. I usually study under a shaded lamp while the rest of the room is dim. Setting. 1. When I study, I like to sit on a soft chair or couch. 2. I finish all my homework at home. 3. I study best in a library. Emotional preferences. 1. I feel good making my parents proud of me when I do well in school. 2. I'm embarrassed when my grades are poor. 3. Nobody really cares if I do well in school. Responsibility or conformity. 1. I do keep my promises most of the time. 2. I keep forgetting to do things I've been told to do. 3. I have to be reminded often to do something. Independence or structure. 1. I like to be given choices of how I can do things. 2. I like other people to tell me how to do things. 3. I hate working hard on something that isn't checked by the teacher. Social needs. 1. I like to work with my good friend. 2. I like to work in a group of 5 or 6 classmates. 3. I like to work with a couple of friends, but have an adult nearby. Mobility. When I study, I stay with it until I'm finished and then get up. 2. I can sit in one place for a long time. 3. I like to work a little, stop, return to work, stop, return to it again, and so on. When the questionnaire is completed, all of the true and false answers in each category should be checked to identify your child's learning style, strengths, and preferences. As your child progresses through school, we encourage you to share his learning style profiles with his teachers. You can become a partner in unlocking your child's giftedness by working with educators to trying to create optimal learning conditions that maximizes his potential for giftedness. When giftedness becomes a burden, don't expect your child to be outstanding in every field, or even in many endeavors. Permit your child to develop his potentials, and allow choices as to how, and how much, those will be nurtured. Don't ever say, "How can you be so bright in one field, and so stupid in another?" Your child may be one age chronologically, another psychologically, another developmentally, another emotionally, and still another in terms of giftedness. No one excels in everything. Don't compare your child with any other child. It's not only unfair to both, but many children feel the burden of being the best or better much of the time. Finally, don't expect that giftedness can be developed without problems. It often requires a great deal of parental time, devotion, and effort. Your child's gifts are a blessing, but even blessings can sometimes be a problem. Enjoy children for what they are, not for what you dream they'd be.